Stafford and Matthews, 10.5, I want to say it is. So we got a special lineup right here. We got two close friends of mine, people that I've worked out with, been around the league with, help mentor a little bit, keep their head in the game just a little bit. We got my guy, Marcus Cromartie out here, seven years in the NFL. You know, he's playing with the 49ers. That's my team. You know, he got the helmet in the back. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, went around the league, did some good things out there. He was a shutdown corner when he was out there, played a little bit of safety as well. He's a great guy, man. Marcus, man, what's going on?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm going to have to pay you to do my intro from now on, man. That was crazy.
Hey, make sure you spread that out. Spread that word out loudly to everybody. Let them know.
Bro, appreciate you. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then we got my boy, J. Don Mickens, man. What's going on, bro? The Dorsey product. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. Went to Washington, tore it up out there. You know what I'm saying? Ended up getting into the NFL. This is your fourth year, isn't it?
Yeah, fifth year in the league. But fourth year, like, yep.
Yeah, fifth year, crazy. Man. We out here making moves. Making moves, playing right now. You're playing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of people will call it Tampa Bay, but you know, we'll leave it up to you. Let you call it whatever you want to call it. But my God, Jadon, what's going on, man?
Man, bless, man. Highly favored, man. Good to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on. Absolutely.
So, you know, I wanted to get both of you guys on here because I kind of wanted to stir a little bit of trouble out here because, you know, my guy Marcus, he's a DB. You know what I'm saying? And we got a receiver right here, a current receiver right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a mediator right here. And I just want to make sure we get some tension brewing between you guys. Maybe because, you know, we all live in LA. So maybe we can all get on the field. I didn't see both of you on the field.
You're a receiver. I know whose side you're going to take.
No, I'm out the game. All the way out the game. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I like defense. Actually, I love defense, but I played offense. You know what
I'm saying? Come on, man. Tell him, man.
I try to stay in the middle of things and let y'all duke it out, man. Let y'all duke it out. But man, we're gonna have a great show today. We got a lot of topics that we're gonna touch on and give a piece of the insight of the NFL, you know, with current and past players today, and you know, let people see what's going on with the NFL and how things is going out there. So, you know, throughout the NFL, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on. A lot of great receivers is showing their butts off this year. Quarterbacks is doing great right now. Defense is, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, Marcus, you know, defense ain't looking too hot right now, especially with Tampa Bay out there putting up 46 points on people.
I got my theory.
What's the theory? We'll say that for a little later on, because we're gonna touch on that. But right now, what we're gonna talk about right now is tonight's game, Thursday night football. The Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, who do you think is the better duo in tonight's game? I mean, I'm talking about as far as quarterback receiver duo. Who do you have?
Oh, without a question, it's Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf. Russell Wilson, if you take away, you know, that loss last week, he's the MVP of the NFL. And then, you know, DK Metcalf.
Over Aaron Rodgers?
Over everybody.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You heard him right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
MVP right now. And I think DeKalb is a top five receiver. Now, don't get me wrong. Hop's the best right now. Mm-hmm. Hop's the best. But Kyler got some ways to go, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was having this discussion with somebody, would I take Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a tough one. You know, a lot of people say, you know, Lamar just won the MVP. Yeah. But, you know, but Kyler, the way he's playing right now is so special. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, I got to preface that by saying they got a lucky feather in the cap, because I don't know how they keep winning these games.
Exactly.
I don't get it. But, you know, they're a good tandem, but I like Russell Wilson and DK.
Okay, what about you, Jadon? What you thinking?
I'm going to have to go with Russell and DK, man, because right now just the chemistry and the confidence they're playing on is a 10. If it was 4th and 25 right now, they would have a play. Like, I know some teams, 4th and 25 is 4th and 5 is like, oh man, this is eternity. Will we get it? Right, man, just put the punt team up. You know what I'm saying? So with them, it's just like, yeah, I mean, especially if Russell Wilson get out that pocket with DK size, strength, speed, you know what I mean? He can catch the football. Russell's going to put it where he only where his receiver can get it. And if you have a receiver that's Megatron like,
yeah,
it's kind of hard for a DB that's 5'11, that's 5, whatever, to make a play on a 6 foot or whatnot. So,
it's up to the defense. I get it. But y'all don't think that especially after this past game with Kyler and D Hop. With that throw at the end of the game, you don't think right there boosted up their confidence level to where they like, all right, we about to go in here and put it to them. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't think that's gonna happen?
Yeah, no, but I believe that, but I also believe in what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this for a very long time since he's been in the league, and I've seen him personally as a third round pick. When I think it was Flynn, they signed for a big contract. Mm-hmm. And I was a freshman at the University of Washington, and we came to a Titans game. Mm-hmm. And he came in, and it looked like, you know what I mean, playoff atmosphere. He was running the offense, went straight up and down the field. I think he scored 3 touchdowns total in that game to come back and win it. And we could piggyback off that and go to your situation when you seemed like, you know, you guys were throwing from – you know, they won the camp all the way into that Super Bowl, and it looked natural. But because that's what type of talent he is, that's what type of playmaker he is. Just because the route says, oh, 16 and in, I understand that dude undercut you. So I might throw it over his head. You might drift a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to go that extra mile to make his teammates win. And it's just a all-around guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, it's that veteran presence.
I can't go against anything that you're saying about Russell Wilson. You know, I witnessed it firsthand. I know, Marcus, you was there for a little bit. I don't know, was you there when Russ was there?
Yeah, I went to college with Russ.
Oh, you went to college with Russ. That's right. Wisconsin. That's right.
Yeah, I did. So me and Russ played together, and it was the same way. Mm-hmm. So you know, somebody that I seen grow too as a player, and you know, we always can count on Russ, because Russ got it, you know, between the ears.
Absolutely. You know? Yes, sir, that mental.
Absolutely. So, but my thing is, you know, and I'm a receiver, I'm a big receiver as well. What do you think the Rams did to the Seahawks offense to where they act like they couldn't do anything out there? Like, what do you think was going on in their head, and how do you think they're going to approach this game coming up?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I think that division, the NFC West, is one of the best divisions in football.
Absolutely.
The 49ers are having a rough year, but, you know, they went to the Super Bowl last year, and they're the last team in the division, so that should tell you everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got the highest paid corner versus the up-and-coming rookie. So, you know, you're going to have those matchups. You know, we faced this many times. It's called any given Sunday. One week you're having 130 yards. Next week all you did was block all day. Absolutely. And so that's football. And so, you know, the thing is, how many to have those games, you know, in a row, that's what makes you a good player. And that's what Jalen Ramsey has shown. So I think he just had a good game versus DK. Do I think DK again is going to have 3 targets? No. You know, Russell is going to make it a point this week to get him involved.
Absolutely.
Because he didn't do that last week.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right on that point, because you know you gotta think about greats who's done win against greats all the time. You're talking about Darrell Revis, who's done shut down a lot of our great receivers that we actually look up to. You know what I'm saying? But you can't knock what the receivers have done for the rest of their career, or in the rest of that season, for that matter. Just because you go up against one person and you have a bad game or an off game doesn't mean that, you know, that diminishes their talent or, you know, what they've done throughout that season. But that's great. That's great that you said that, man, because it's another thing that I want, that it's a great segue into, you know, asking you guys about. Do you guys think that defenses have picked up on Lamar Jackson and what he does and what he brings to the Ravens offense, or is it more than that? Is it the offense in total, or do you think it's just specifically him? Like, they figured him out.
Me personally, I think I believe that they respect him more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, all the way, because at one point it was like, yeah, you're a great quarterback, but you're not Vic. And I'm pretty sure a lot of dudes in the locker room was coming, you know what I mean, with that same energy, like, yeah, man, we're real, man. He went to he choked in the first game, you know what I mean, blah blah blah, and he came back and he hit him with, if he came back with more confidence, more anger, more aggression, and it kind of took the lead. League was like, well, we wasn't ready for that, but okay, boom. But now you got dudes preparing for him. Like, when I'm a punt returner, you know what I'm saying? Punt returner and kick returner. People don't understand. And if the punter is playing against me, they don't understand. Like, I'm thinking about you. Like, I'm really thinking about him. I'm thinking about his bad kicks. I'm thinking about, you know what I mean, is he going to go right or left? Thomas Morstead, he's going to put the ball outside on the number on the tick marks every time. You know what I mean? So I got to know whether the fair catch, get my guy out the way, Peter calls, everything like that. So you got to know your opponent so well, and if you don't want to get embarrassed, like nobody does, everybody's professional, and you're at the top of your game, you're trying to help your team win, you know what I mean, hopefully get that next big contract, you're going to make sure you're at the right spot. You know what I mean? If I'm in my flat, I'm in my flat. I'm not, oh, I see an overall come and get out my flat and get checked down and make a big play happen in open space. No, they played their game. They've been playing football, being in the right spots, doing the right things, making the right calls against him. You know what I mean? Is that going to happen the rest of this year? Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, it's football. I doubt it. You know what I mean? He might go for what? This Sunday, he can go for about 400 all-purpose and five touchdowns. So, yeah, you know I mean, it's really up to who shows up Sunday.
Yeah. And, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right. And I also wanted to know, I want to ask you, Marcus, because, you know, you're deep as a player. Like, you know, me as an offensive player, I used to always, like, wonder, like, because you hear about some of the greats. You're talking about Ray Lewis, who talks about knowing the offense front and back, and Reed and all these guys who are greats, you know, who study the game. And I just want to know, like, does everybody on defense think the same way? Like, do you know when you see a route going the opposite way, do you know that there's another route coming your way? Like, do y'all scheme that up? Do you already have that in the back of your mind and you're just out there just playing freely? Or is it like I gotta see what he does after the first 5 to 10 yards?
It's a tandem of two. First, to address the about Lamar Jackson, I don't think quote unquote defenses are picking up on him, because he's still 6-3, I believe. This guy still have a winning record. He's got 25 of his first 31 games. I think he's an incredible player. What I do think they should do is get him a number one receiver, like a legit number one.
Yes.
That's to go back on defense, how we see receivers, I mean, that just comes as the maturity of a player comes. Like, the more you play, the better you're going to get. And it's not just the more you practice, the more you actually play the game, because you're going to see these routes over and over and over. Like, these offenses, all they do is they just window dress everything. You know, it's the same route, but they put the formation different. They put the receiver right here. But like you say, if it's an over route, most likely it's an under route coming. You know, it's like, it's a levels formation, you know, levels route. Or, you know, usually when the quarterback's bootleg, you're going to get a comeback or a fade. It's just, these things are just football. And so I feel as a player gets older, he learns these things. The quicker you learn them, the better player you will be. And that's what separates players most of the time in the NFL. Because as you know, the skill level is so small. Like, obviously, you got these players like DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones. They're Jadon a bit Mickens. Above. You say who?
Jadon Mickens.
Yeah, maybe Jadon. Yeah, Jadon might be the one.
I ain't going to lie. No disrespect. I haven't been stopped since I've been in the league.
Well, hey, tell him.
And there's a lot of million-dollar dudes that come behind me, pat my back. Skip Bayless might not say it, but when they be like, 85? Bro, you a dog.
Yeah.
So, to prove my point. So, they got a lot of players they're not that different. What separates them maybe, honestly, one, opportunity, and two, just understanding the mental aspect of the game. Because it's one thing to be talented, it's another thing to be productive.
Absolutely. And there was one thing that Cam Chancellor had, we had sat down and he was talking to me one time. And he was like, man, he was, you know, basically, you know, giving my praise, especially after the Super Bowl and stuff like that. And he was just telling me, he was like, man, you know, most guys, you know, the NFL, they give most guys three years to figure it out. If you don't figure it out in those 3 years, you out of there. So it's like a...
It depends who you are, because it can be shorter.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're talking about undrafted, you know, guys who's the bottom tier who has to really fight to make their way up. But, you know, I think that's been, you know, I think they're giving everybody a fair shot now just because of Antonio Brown. That's another guy who started from the bottom, really. Like, he really started from the bottom, got drafted late, and worked his way up to where he is now. And it's great. And then I'm glad we even talking about him, because Jadon, you're actually in the locker room with this guy, man. Like, what are some of the things since he's been there? Like, have you picked his brain on anything? Like, have you, like, you know, really paid attention, thought about talking to him about anything?
I pick his brain all the time, because Antonio Brown was one of the dudes that, you know what I mean? If you see me and him run a route, they'd be like, hey bro, he reminds me of Antonio Brown a little bit. So I, like, watched him and went over the things that he does. So when he first got there, you know what I mean, immediately, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to approach him with that energy. Hey, you know what I mean, big bro, I'm willing to learn. I appreciate what you did, you know what I'm saying? You're a Hall of Fame guy, blah, blah, blah. But we still got a game. We still got to go. We're going to go to work, blah, blah, blah. So, you know what I mean, I made sure, when I got with him, I said, hey, man, why you take that jab step right there? Oh, no, mm-hmm. I just wanted him to fan out because I wanted a cleaner inside release. Mm-hmm. I already knew the answer to it, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to know why he does it, because he is the greatness in his own form. So he really, you know what I'm saying, opened my mind up to how fun football really is when mm-hmm. when you just go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody in the NFL, they get that paper, and they'd be like, well, all right, 16 yards. Okay, mm-hmm. when I get there, I got to make sure it come down. It's that's cool, that's fine and dandy, but at the same time, now what if, say, you got a two-man and mm-hmm. you take an outside release, but you got to get to that 16 yards to get in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or are you going through those things and those scenarios, those real game scenarios on that field and on that practice field and in the film, and see, you know, if a DB, if he's taking a little jab step and he's on mm-hmm. his heels. So mm-hmm. now I'm not even going to give you a release. I'm going to just take off. Because you're not ready to go, and I'm a horse, so we're going to run. Facts. So after that, the game becomes easier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When Tom see us get to mm-hmm. a top of a route, I already know.
Yeah.
As soon as you get there, you might be playing great defense. But he's so decisive in his decision making mm-hmm. and where he's going to his destination mm-hmm. that it's hard to stop. And once I started learning that, I got in the Giants game, because I talked to him before that. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? I was doing it anyway, but getting that extra knowledge always stuck in the back of my head too. So absolutely. That even pushed me even harder. And I'm like, bro, this is really cake out here. You know what I'm saying? Especially I got Tom too. So he like, hey, the ball right there. All you got to do is run. If you drop it,
just
hit
your hands out.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's a good experience with him. And he's always on 100 when it comes to the work ethic. You know, mm-hmm. I'm the guy that's, you know, catching punts at the end when time is over and we got to go. I'm still got to get my jugs in. Mm-hmm. He was right there with me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's crazy because the work that you put out and see, I studied that and mimicked it. Now you're mm-hmm. here with me.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, twin? Like, he pushed me.
So knowing that, I mean, Marcus, just knowing a little bit of the details that he was just explaining on, like, routes and trying to get open and stuff like that, like, what is going through your mind, and why do, because sometimes, honestly, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you right here. Sometimes when you're running a route, we even get surprised, like, damn, he fell for that? Like, what?
Oh, my life!
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on in the DB's head? Like, why is it, you know what I'm saying, is a lot of DBs getting beat off of these routes when some of them is just like, what's going on? Like, why did you even think?
To be completely fair, the game is made for y'all to succeed.
Like, I don't want to hear that, Marcus.
That's true. But that's true. The game is made.
You're right. Like,
the whole game has changed in the last 20 years. I mean, you can't hit you. You can't hold you. Look at the college game compared to to the NFL game. It's like, you know, you can have your hands on the guy all the way to the balls in the air. The NFL is 5 yards.
Yeah.
The spot foul compared to like a 15-yard penalty, the game is made for y'all to win. But to answer your question about, you know, what do I look at? I guess everything's reactional, you know, but you can have all these thoughts about, you know, stepping here and stepping there. But at the end of the day, you just got to be a football player.
Yeah.
Mano-a-mano, stopping you from getting the ball. Because, you know, you have all these things about technique and everything. But I would never lie. A coach has never complained about a technique when a guy makes an interception or makes a play.
No, that's a fact.
Because, you know, you're playing football at the end of the day. You know, it's a primary game. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you just want to do your job as just being as sticky to the guy as possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense. I hear you on that. And it even leads to a question that I've been wanting to ask is like, do you think that, well, I mean, you've already answered it, but Jadon, do you think that, you know, the league has made it harder for defenses to play, you know, to play against offenses now?
Hell yeah.
You think that's like, you think that's something that's very real?
True. So in the Giants game, I told dude, I'm like, hey, it was about 6 yards, but I'm like, man, I released on my seam route. Watch this dude, man. He gotta let me run after that. Mm-hmm. And he watched him and he warned him. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then I got a free release. Mm-hmm. And I ran the out route and he opened the gate. And I watched
it. You gotta use it.
you gotta use it, but at the same time. The defensive back, the $100 million contracts come a little easier than to do a receiver. So,
I mean,
y'all talent level and what y'all doing, how y'all move and contort y'all body going backwards when we running that way at that mm-hmm. at how fast we run, that's amazing. Like that's the most talented people on the field.
And that's really? Why when sure. you got to stick to them. And then that just – also, not just receivers. You made a great point about how the guy, you know, had to open up the gate because in his head he's like, the ref won't flag me. It's the same thing with D linemen. You know, they're going to get that flag on that 15-yarder hitting that quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not rushing as hard because they don't want to hurt the team.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. You
know, sitting there patting the ball all day because he knows he got time and he knows if he throws it a half a millisecond early, he's going to get a 15-yard flag. And so – you know, these guys, man, but at the, you know, that's what the fans want to see. They want to see these 40-point games. They want to see.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They want to see those. What Patrick Mahomes is doing with Kansas City is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're out there playing flag football, in my opinion. Like, that's what it looks like.
Couldn't wait to watch that Super Bowl. I knew it was going to be fun. I said, oh, yeah, they about to be running, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But knowing that, right? Knowing that they're trying to change to get, you know, they're trying to change the game to help, you know, get more points on the board and protect quarterbacks and receivers because you can't hit. Because I remember back in my day, like when I was coming up, my pops used to always tell me, he said, you got to be psychologically built to go down that middle because you will get your head knocked off. And so now I don't even think people is even worried about that now. I don't think. Like you got small dudes like Miller, Jadon, Cole Nobody. Beasley, all these small guys. They just running through the middle like it's just
nobody. Let me tell you why you're not worried about that. One, cause me personally, you got to be a dog. It's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm running across the middle. Either I'm gonna catch it and get hit, and my adrenaline gonna give me up and make it feel like, or I'm gonna drop it, get hit. Everybody gonna hate me. I'm gonna be knocked out, probably even worse, and no adrenaline. So that, along with just like, you know, as a defender, mm-hmm. it's a little dude. Mm-hmm. I don't have no strike zone.
Yeah.
So if I'm going across the middle like this, my head is in the way, right?
Yeah.
So now you either got to make two decisions. Do I want this flag? And do I want that check getting took out my pocket?
That's a lot to think about.
That's a huge factor. That's a lot to think about,
especially in a game of seconds.
Oh, so this is what they might do. Oh, let him catch it. Let him run into me and take him down.
Yeah, then, as
a receiver, you like, I appreciate you just didn't knock my head off. First down, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, some receivers going to catch it and do something with it. And you'd be like, why he didn't smack him? Yeah. Well, he wasn't trying to hit him, and the dude just made a quick move, and he took off 70 yards.
It's a game of inches, bro. He didn't want
to
get no
flag. He just wanted to see, you know what I mean? So,
it's a game of inches.
Yep. Some dudes just know how to play, though.
No, you're right about that. Let me ask you this. I mean, because just listening to you, it sounds like you want to keep the game the way it is and how it's being played on the offensive side. But Marcus, let me ask you, if it was one thing, if you could change anything about the NFL, what would one of those things, what would it be?
I would change the PI from a spot foul to a 15-yard penalty. That's the first thing I'd do. I feel like that's going to get changed eventually, though.
You think so? Yeah, I think it's been working. I think it's already worked.
You can really make that a 50-yard flag.
You should be in position. If I'm getting a PR off of you, that means right. that you were at least in position to make a play on the ball. So
exactly, but you didn't though, and that's why you should get 15 yards because you didn't actually make the play. You didn't catch the ball. You could have dropped the ball if I didn't do it.
But I would have made the play if you didn't. No, we don't know if you didn't get.
But you might have dropped it.
That just depends on the receiver. I don't know. You're not going. I'm not dropping that ball.
AJ Brown dropped a ball easily last week.
That's AJ Brown.
A 50-yard flag is just a lot, and so I do actually feel like the NFL would change that rule eventually. I think they'll change the 15-yard flag because I think giving a player 50 yards as opposed to maybe just 15, because that's like saying like a holding call. Mm-hmm. The guy could have got a sack, mm-hmm. but they don't make him lose a down because they just get 15 yards and back to play up and start over.
You know, sure. What about you, Jenna? What you thinking?
I don't think that would be a smart decision. It seemed like I should be in the conversation because you just know what I'm gonna say. The only thing I say is because. Like, as a pro, like, when we out there, bro, like, if we drop a ball or routes on air, people going to look at you like they you just feel it. Like,
absolutely.
Are you serious, bro? Yeah, like, you're a receiver. You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to be one-handed. Mm-hmm. And we do that. We make cat, bro. I be making catches. And I'm like, yeah, good shit, boy. I don't know how the fuck that stuck.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like at a certain level, it's like, man, we got to assume that if he was jogging and you didn't touch him at all, that ball mm-hmm. was going to fall right there and he was going to mm-hmm. cuff it and make that play. But since you did that, because you have now the mindset to be like, I'm going to just pass interference because I'm going to stop the touchdown. Mm-hmm. That's what alters everything. Now, if you was just doing it because I was trying to make a play and I was playing tough, they should change the rule. Mm-hmm. But some dudes like, you know what I'm saying, double move, and I'm going to grab him or down the field. I see his hands go up. I'm going to grab both his hands mm-hmm. and start tackling them before the ball get there. Mm-hmm. Now, when you trying to injure a dude, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because that, like, if you be like, oh, that's some bulls. Nah, because now can we crack back y'all while y'all not looking all the time?
And that's real because they stop that. Because
I'm coming back every time, every play, coming back. You think you about to go hit something. I can really come and Josh Norman, Odell Beckham every
time.
That's
real. No, that's, you know what I'm saying? So, that's something real because a lot of I remember you used to be able to crack back on people and it wasn't a thing because it was like a you should have your head on the swivel type of
that was
thing,
the game.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it was. And I was even mad about it because I was thinking like, oh, I can't wait. When I got out there, I can't wait to light somebody up out there. Yep. Whether they see me or they don't see me. I'm about to fuck somebody up out here for real. But yeah, man, for me, I think that a rule that I would want to change, and you know, because I'm retired now, you know, I'm sitting back, I'm chilling. I want to watch everybody else play, but I want them to change the Rooney Rule. You know, that's something that I would want to see change because you know, it's something that I just feel like it's I'm gonna give you a little bit, but I'm not gonna give you the whole thing. It's like we'll bring you in, let you. You know, we're talking about black coaches, but or just minority coaches, period. But like, we'll come in here, we'll hear you. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have to hire you. And it's a lot of qualified people out there, though.
See, we didn't see. We didn't know you was asking the question in that broad. You know what I'm saying?
No. I hear you. I want to hear y'all say. Okay. I'm coming from my standpoint. You see where I'm at? I'm on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm chilling, and I'm thinking of everything now. Before, when I was playing and I was active, I was thinking about, yeah, all right. He better not hold me on this play. He better not push me out the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to go down that route, I don't believe I think that they should take out the 2 feet, 2 feet inbounds rule. Like, as long as you get a foot in or you get an elbow down or something, that's something that I would want to see if I was an active player. Like, that's a rule that I would want to change. But now that I'm sitting back, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody offered me a coaching job, I'd take it. You know what I'm saying? You looking at the Jets. Mm-hmm. Jets, that whole organization is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. J-Don, don't say nothing, bro, because you still...
Because I could possibly be working for them.
You know what I'm saying? Don't say nothing. But Marcus, you can attest to that. You can speak on a little bit of what's going on out here in these leagues with these organizations and how they're playing and what they're doing. Like, basically, it's teams out here tanking seasons just to get Trevor Lawrence. Like, as a player, I would be pissed.
Right. I can't really speak on the Jets organization because I never played there, but mm-hmm. I played for a lot of organizations, and I can tell the good ones from the bad ones mm-hmm. just off the minute things, like how are their meals, what are their transportation like, how do they set their players up, mm-hmm. For instance, when I was with San Francisco, when I was with the 49ers, I knew when I was there mm-hmm. that was a Class A organization, no matter the record. Mm-hmm. I went 8-8 there, I believe, 5-11, and the year with Colin Kaepernick, we went 2-14. And even that 2-14 year, we was a bad football team, like in terms of our record, but like the organization itself was just A+. And that's why they were able to get back to the Super Bowl so fast. Like, when you're good from top bottom, it don't matter the record, you're eventually gonna go back. You're gonna ascend. It's gonna go like this, but it's always gonna go back up. Absolutely. So like organizations, I've been in some bad organizations. And for instance, I felt like when I was with the San Diego Chargers, like they used to give us our meals in a tent. It wasn't like, it was catered. It wasn't like made to order. Like, those simple things show you how organization
is. Back lunch? Like a sandwich?
Like almost like they used to have a company coming, like cater our meals. It wasn't like good whatsoever. Like everything was like made to order. And so I say things like that, just simple things like that shows how organization is. And it shows why some organizations win a lot because how they treat their players, and some organizations don't win a lot.
No, that's right.
Top bottom, and so I don't know what the Jets are doing. I haven't heard like bad things about the organization in terms of like, how they treat their staff or whatever, but I've seen it throughout the league that, how you treat your staff, how you treat your players is how, eventually you're gonna.
Absolutely. And I'm not gonna speak anything else just on the outside rim of what I see. And I'm talking about their play on the field, of how bad it is on the field, and the coaching, and the just looking at them on, like, their offense, bro, doesn't look upbeat at all to me. Right. And it just looks like it's a forced thing. Like, we had to force y'all to come out here and play this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're out here, they're out here paying you millions of dollars. Yeah. Millions of dollars. People would kill to be in their spot. And you out here like just lollygagging around. I mean, don't get me wrong. The defense, they do come out there and they go out there and they play. I'm not going to lie to you. But overall, it just doesn't look like a great place to be at if I was a player trying to get on the team. Like, I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to have to disagree.
No, all right. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, that's what you got to say.
Undrafted free agent, my brother. I done been cut. More than any cut. I understand the same thing you're thinking, but listen, as a player, especially a player caliber like me, like, okay, you're supposed to be exciting little dude, shifty dude, fast dude. Mm-hmm. You go over there and be the Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go mm-hmm. over there and be the guy. And then, what I'm saying? They eventually help build some pieces around, because I ain't gonna lie, like, the Chiefs wasn't what the Chiefs was. You know what I'm saying? Alex Smith was had them all right.
Three, four years ago, yeah.
Nobody wasn't worried. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't worried about the Chiefs. Now it's like the Chiefs on schedule. We got to make sure we condition more. We got to, like, everything you start to do the most. So it's like teams can build that, but it starts, honestly, it starts with who's in that locker room, but the guys around there, because, you know what I'm saying? When we played the Giants, you know what I'm saying? We get up there, we go in our parking lot, you'll see one Rolls Royce, but you'll see it on Friday, you know what I'm saying? You'll see it on game day, whatever, but you ain't gonna see nothing crazy. You're gonna see cool cars, nice, they all nice, the 100,000, whatever. You went there, well, I see Lamborghini, this, that. So I'm like, they playing for money.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so my first team that I went to the Cleveland Browns. Now, I went to the Cleveland Browns, and, you know, historically, you hear it like, that's a terrible team to go to. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. It ain't nothing to do out there. And when I went, I started feeling it, you know, so I felt it in the air. It was just like a, like, you know, one of those things where you're like, man, fuck, like, I'm starting to feel depressed. I'm starting to feel down a little bit. But let me tell you, you get in that facility, boy, there's glass everywhere. They got media stuff all over the TVs and on the walls. You go into the cafeteria. This is by far the best cafeteria I've ever been in my life. And I'm talking about, I've been to some places. But these dudes, I don't know if they have it now, but when I was there, these dudes had 4 different stations where they cook different types of food. And I'm talking about, you got seafood here, you got Mexican food here, you have Italian over here. Like, they gave you all this stuff where it's like, damn, like, if you're a college student who wasn't eating like that growing up, you know what I'm saying? You get to hear, you like, man, I'm about to pig out. But you got to think, like, you got to play. You can't just eat and get big and think that, you know, you a running back. You're going to be running past people out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, those stuffs matter, but does it really matter in the grand scheme of things on the field where it really matters?
Well, I know you talked about the players and how they, you know, they don't look like they're into it. I'm going to be real with you. When you're not winning, you're not into it. Like, it's not a good work environment. You know, them boys haven't won a game this season. So when they come to work, the coaches are stressed because their job is on the line. Yeah. And so they are telling the players, like, is nobody smiling in that facility. So it's almost like, oh, I got to go to work today. And I'm about to be around an atmosphere that's not fun. You know, it's not fun. Like, no matter if you're in the NFL, you undraft the first round, it's not fun if you're not winning in the game of football. And so they in that locker room, and if you're not having fun, if you can't bring that energy over to the game field, then you're not going to play your best football. I think that's what Pete Carroll did so good in Seattle, is that he used to have the media rooms jumping before the meeting, like, you know, playing basketball. He used to have guys wanting to play football. You're going to do your job better when you want to do it, no matter what it is. And so if you out there and, you know, you're going through this shit, you're like, man, I'm just trying to get through the day. I'm trying to get through the season. The season sucks. We're terrible. Obviously, you want to do the best that you can. But psychologically, if you're not happy doing what you want to do, you're not going to do your best. And I feel like that's what the Jets are doing. They need to have a culture shift because they don't like playing for that head coach.
No, I hear you. That makes a whole lot of sense, but it's another team that is also doing this, you know, they were doing the same thing for a couple years, and I'm talking about Miami, but now you look at them now, Miami is looking like a team that's going to be a promising team in the near future with Tua Tagovailoa out there running the helm. What do you, like, do y'all think that Tua is... ready? Has he shown that he's ready for this game that he's playing? Like, he's only played 2 games and he won. He's winning. But has he shown enough to where you're like, oh yeah, he's established in this league. Like he's a legit baller? Or is it just another, like, oh, we got to find another piece to help him out?
It's always going to be another piece or another player you can add to help anybody out. You know what I mean? Especially in this league, week to week, you know what I mean? You never know what happened.
It's hard. Yeah.
He is hard, but he's what we seen in college. Like, all these, anybody that comes in this league, it's going to show you a glimpse of what you've seen. They might show it a lot. They might show it a little. It might be with opportunity. It might just be with them, you know what I mean, just reaching their ceiling. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, it's up to him to show consistent. This is what have you done for me lately here? Absolutely. I mean, league. You know what I mean? So just because bro went crazy last week and everybody like, oh, two of this, two of that, if he throw three picks, you know what I'm saying? They end up, let's say, throw three picks and throw some more picks and throw some more picks, and they end up not going to the playoffs how they looking like they are, then he'll be the worst quarterback ever to walk mankind. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's up to him to keep the consistency and keep showing us, you know what I'm saying? Right. Just like a relationship, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to build back up with your girl, you're not going to come in with no flowers, no good movie, you know what I'm saying? And everything going to be right. No, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some work, keep chipping away. And then once he built that consistency and show that he can keep doing it, and not only that, winning games, you know what I mean? That's when it's going to be like, okay, there. Now we're getting that Patrick Mahomes type S feel. You know what I mean? When we do that, we expect Patrick Mahomes to win every game and to put up over 300 yards and throw 50-yard touchdowns. I just expect it. And I'm about to play against him next week. I don't expect it against our defense. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep it tight. But at the same time, when I be watching him on TV, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to see a show.
Yeah. No, that's real, man.
You know what I'm saying? So now I don't know what I'm going to give it to. I'm going to just be like, I'm about to watch and see him control what way he can control. I know this tonight. I'm excited. We about to see a show tonight. We got two quarterbacks that's proven that over and over and over again.
Right. So it's time I think that Tua is gonna show what he has probably in the next two more weeks, especially with his, you know, with the, you know, with the, I mean, with the roster, I mean, the schedule that he has. Yeah, but I mean, like, overall, I think is majority of it is on the coaches trying to get him in the right place where he can hurry up and get the ball out of his hands, either with the RPO, with the runner pass, or things like that. But what do you, Marcus? What you over here smiling, bro? What you thinking? You don't think he's done it? You don't think he's shown it?
You talking about Mahomes or Tua?
Tua.
No, not yet. Still has some ways to go. It's still early. I've looked at haven't seen much of all his game yet. I haven't looked at all 22 of his games, but just looking at his stats, you know, I don't even think he's thrown for more than 250 yet. He has some ways to go in terms of just running the offense. Mm-hmm. It's funny enough, the two games that he won, the defense scored on both of those games. And in the first game, the defense scored, the punt returner scored. Like, he's getting help from his team. And, you know, all quarterbacks deserve that, but I haven't seen him take over and win games like I've seen Tom Brady and Mahomes and Russell Wilson do yet. So, you know, not saying he won't, but I haven't seen that to this point. I look forward to seeing, you know, the rest of the season and seeing if they can make the playoffs and make a run. I was actually smiling because, you know, he's talking about, I hope Mahomes don't do that to the defense. I'm like, well, I've seen what Drew Brees did to it, so.
That's different, though, huh?
That's a Hall of Famer right there, man. They got a chance. Ronald Jones. I like that dude a lot, boy. He is a runner for sure.
Well, horse, boy, a horse. He run. Every day, bro.
Yeah, but hey, Marcus, I just want to touch back on a little bit of 49ers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you already know that's my team. I just need to know a little bit more. Like, who was the person that you went to when you was there and you were trying to learn the defense and learn, you know, the ins and outs of the NFL? Like, who was the person that you went to for the 49ers that helped you out?
To be honest with you, I'll see things in eras, because when I first got to, from the 3 years I was with the 49ers, we had three different head coaches. So when I got there, the first year, we had Harbaugh. And so, you know, you look around that locker room, it's like, man, you got Patrick Willis, you got Alden Smith, you got Justin Smith, you got, you know, you're looking at Frank Gore and Crabtree, and I'm talking about, you know, Anquan Boldin. There's so many, like, veterans in that locker room. And so, you know, you gravitate toward, on my side of the ball, like Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman. And for me, on my in the secondary, it's Antoine Bethea, because, you know, Antoine Bethea, you know, he's a Super Bowl champion. That was my guy. And he, luckily enough, he was with me all 3 years. And so for me, that's who I looked up to. It was like the guys like Antoine Bethea, Navarro Bowman, guys who've been in Super Bowls, you know. And so that's who I looked up to. The offensive side of the ball, you know, you always had, like, when I first got there, it was like Frank Gore. And then as time went on, you know, the era changed. But, you know, we always had guys, man, that played in Super Bowls, which is important because they knew what it was like or what it was supposed to feel like in a locker room.
I hear you. All right, one more question, and then we'll be out of here after that. But I want to hear, who are you guys' top let's go top three. Top three best wide receivers is in the game right now. Marcus, you go first, bro.
I'm going to say DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
I'm going to say Julio Jones. And I'm going to say Davante Adams. Those are my top three right now. Those are my top three right now. And you want to go four? I would say DK Metcalf at four, and I'll say Tyreek Hill at five.
Tyreek
Hill at five. At six, I'm going Keenan Allen.
See, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's like
too much disrespect.
That's disrespectful. You gonna put Tyreek Hill over Keenan Allen?
I really got a 1A, 1B. I mean, I really can go wrong. Honestly, I love Keenan, so I always put him in my top five. But I just think, you know, this year he has had that switch of quarterbacks. He haven't had the chance to have that chemistry with Herbert yet. I think if he had the same quarterback as Mahomes, he would honestly be top three. Like, he don't have the luxury that Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill have.
That is true.
He that's why
have,
I
have
oh, and honestly,
a Hall of Fame quarterback going to him.
I would, who I actually got to put in my top five right now. I forgot about this guy. I got to put Stephon Diggs in there.
All right. I mean, I could go with that because he's leading the league right now with yards right now. And so it's something that
you question. Hop Julio, and I don't care about Julio yards. He's getting double team every play. Hop Julio and Davante Adams.
I got you, man. What's up, Jenna? What you got, bro?
Was that a pick of what's going on today? Like what they doing this season?
Yeah, today. What's this going on season. Right now?
Okay. I respect it. Okay, so first I'm gonna have to go with Stephon Diggs.
Ooh,
see, number one.
He got like little people.
I mean, just of the sense of production, of the sense of nobody has stopped him. Yeah, I mean, from everything, and he's out there blocking. He out there playing for his team in every way. If he don't get a lot of targets, he's still running the top of his routes, getting open. I pay attention to all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to go with him first. Then after that, we got to go with DK Metcalf because he's making a lot of big plays on third down to help his team.
Absolutely.
He's making a lot of big plays down the field to help his team. He's making a lot of big blocks to help his team, and nobody understands what those blocks down the field did. The reason why that man, Ronald Jones, got that 90-yard touchdown, because Jensen came up and hooked that dude, gave him a butt to run off of. He had to go left, or he was going to run into his back and stop his feet, and we was going to get a 6-7-yard gain on that play. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Blocking down the field helps right there. But what's that? That's two, right?
Yeah, that's two.
That's two. And then the last one, just off of what's been going on this year, yeah, you gotta say DeAndre Hopkins. You gotta say DeAndre Hopkins up because not only are you showing up stat wise, but you showing up in big moments in the big games, and not only that, you got a lot of young players around you that want the ball, and Cliff Kingsbury wanting to give him the ball, but for some reason, you're always on the side of 10 or 15 targets with a Hall of Famer on your team. With a young dude in Christian Kirk that's been balling, you know what I'm saying? With a lot of young dudes around them that's, you know what I mean? Now they got to go on a special teams role, but, you know what I mean? Johnson, what's the boy named? Keyshawn Johnson was balling last year, you know what I'm saying? So for him to be doing that and to put that type of production up, and not that only type of production, all three of those guys are being so freaking dominant. Yeah. Like, you cannot – every Sunday I'm going to do this. I'm going to have my legs chopped off for you to stop me, for real.
Absolutely.
except for the little game with the best corner in the league, and I say that with pride because I seen it every day at Jacksonville. I seen it every game, and it's the reason why he got $100 million on a different team.
Yeah,
that dude, bro, he, you know,
different.
For yeah, sure. That. So I don't even give DK no grief about that, but you know what I'm saying. But I ain't gonna lie, but Jalen, that's my dog, but he know I ought to be open on everything. Russell, where you at, baby? Go on, man. Hey, and if I'm locked up down the field, I'm gonna throw it quick. Let me put these
exactly. Yeah, let me put these burners on them.
That's it.
Hey, I only got one catch on Jalen. They threw it to me one time. It was a slant route. Mixed them up, poop. Came inside, got the ball, safety downed me, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, but I was going to miss him. We just, you know what I'm saying? I was just in there for a little bit. But, that, you know, that's a long story.
No, I'm the only receiver that can honestly say that when I win 1,000 yards on Jalen Ramsey. My team as a practice squad player, I'm telling y'all, I was busting out there when I first got there. I swear to God.
Hey, that's how I got to be. That's the only way you're going to get on. That's the only way you're going to get on. You got to get on there like that, man. Let me think, though. I'm going off of just straight receiver, bro. I think the best right now, that's balling out right now, Devontae Adams got to go number one for me because this guy, he runs amazing routes. His releases off the line, even though it's so simple, it's just a hop step, you know what I'm saying, and getting the DB to see what he's doing. He's a counter puncher, but then he takes off and he's still going full speed. Boom, he's breaking it down on you. He's catching the ball. This guy is getting 2-3 touchdowns a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, other receivers in the NFL would absolutely love to play at Green Bay just to get the ball thrown to him. And Pittsburgh, for that matter, because Ben Roethlisberger, he's slinging the ball to everybody over there. But for sure, Devontae Adams is number one for me. I want to go with D-Hop is number two because he's proven it day in and day out. You know, he's another one that goes out there and makes sure he's, you know, he's not the fastest out there, but he still makes sure he runs hard. You know what I'm saying? He still makes sure he's giving you some moves at the top of his route to get, you know, to break off. And he says surprised me because a lot of people don't even, you know, a lot of people don't think about it. But Jerry Rice said it a long time ago before with the Raiders. He was like, if you're a receiver, 75% of your passes should be wide open because you know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? And he said that. He knows that in the back of his head. That's why I really fuck with him because he follows great, you know, great receivers. He's doing it. He's following the book. But D-Hop is another one. He's number two for me. And honestly, number three has to be what's old boy's name? Not Tyreek Hill. Who is the guy I'm thinking about? Julio Jones, because he had the red jerseys on. But Julio Jones, another guy. And he's more of a person that I would look to even more because he's a bigger guy, but he's still out there. He's running super fast on a lot of motherfuckers and still stops on the dime, uses his hands. Like, I love it. I love it when I'm looking at receivers and they use their hands more than they use their body trying to catch the ball. You know what I'm saying? Trying to shore up the chances of them catching the ball. Like, if you a real receiver, you're going to use your hands. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make sure you got that ball in your hands so you can make a move once you catch it. And he's another one that does it. And like you said, you know, he's out there, he's getting double teamed, bro. You are that guy.
Yeah.
If you are out there getting double teamed day in and day out, somebody else has to beat us, not you though. And he's out there and he's doing it and he's still putting up, you know, every now and then he's putting up 100-yard games. You know, that's only because that, you know, teams is you know, putting their defense, basically on him and making everybody else do something. And he's starting to get a lot more help now with Calvin Ridley, who is another rising star in the making, to be honest with you, as a wide receiver. But Julio Jones is that third one for me, and those are my three for sure for the, you know, for my top three right now.
I like it, bro. I mean,
pretty good, pretty good.
We had the same top three, so just different order.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, overall, I think personally, and he's in your locker room, AB is the best wide receiver that's done touched the field in a long time. I'm not saying ever. I'm just saying in a long time. His period of him being in the NFL, he's by far the best of all time.
The best.
And I'm standing on that, bro.
That's no doubt, bro.
Yeah,
His pure dominance.
Just, bro.
And I guarantee you, bro. If you just see what I be seeing and like in real life now at practice and seeing the boy take off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's special.
It's like he's small, but he's like so strong. Like if he needs to get vertical up the numbers, he's gonna take the DB and just get vertical and then.
Yeah.
Oh my God, everything is like that.
Yeah.
That's
it's special, bro. It's special. But man, I appreciate you guys for coming on the show, man, and you know, talking to your boy. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you having us
on here, man. It took a while, you know what I'm saying? But we finally got everybody on here. You know, it was a great show, man. I love you guys, man, for coming out and doing everything. And also, I also want to say, you know, this is trying times right now with the pandemic going on and, you know, spikes happening all over our country, and we still, you know, guys like Jadon and everybody else still got to go out there and put their lives at stake and play this game that they love, you know what I'm saying, to not only feed themselves but to feed their family as well. I just want to pray for you guys, man, and you know, wish you guys the best, especially you, Jadon, and then I'm rooting for you guys to go to make it to the playoffs this year. Marcus, bro, we got to link up, bro. You in L.A., I'm in L.A. We got to link up, bro. But overall, we just got to stay safe, man. Stay solid, man. And I love you guys, bro. Y'all stay solid, man.
Love, bro. Love. Yes, sir.